Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Very pleased to welcome the incoming president of the Amanda Clear Creek FFA to the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page. Sarah Sharp is with me. Oh my gosh, it's FFA week. What is Amanda Clear Creek doing for FFA, Sarah?
Well, Amanda Clear Creek has had a tradition of doing just a lot of fun things for FFA week, and we actually have a shortened week of school, but today was official dress day, so everybody wore their official dress to school. Yeah. Yesterday was wearing your FFA shirts, and tomorrow we're doing ice cream for all of our FFA members, and then this Friday we also have a game night, so we have a tradition of just making FFA week something that's really important in our chapter.
Absolutely. So here's a question for you very quickly. How does it make you feel when you put that blue jacket on?
Honestly, for me, it's a lot about just the camaraderie. I feel like when I put that FFA jacket, I'm part of something bigger than myself. And it's just amazing, especially when we're actually able to go to national convention or state convention, just to see that sea of blue jackets everywhere around you and just make you feel like you're part of a big community with people from Ohio, where I'm from, or people from all the way across the country in California, or just seeing those other people in that FFA jacket just really makes you feel like part of a larger organization, and I just love that.
Isn't it, like, I've been to national convention a couple times, and it's just like, it's like you can't imagine, like, you're in the arena, or you're a part of all the action that's going on, and you can't imagine, like, all the young people in FFA. For me, that was just the most amazing fact. It was just like, oh my gosh, this hall is completely jam-packed full of kids that are loving some form of agriculture, and I think that's really what FFA tends to be all about. So you talked about that sea of blue. How many members are in your chapter in Amanda, dear?
Right now we have about 153 members, which is honestly, it's a pretty good number for us, and it's great to just have all those members come to those FFA meetings and just see all 150 of them be engaged in the FFA.
Okay. So tell me this. I know it's been really tough for people, you know, like school and trying to do activities and be together and do things. How has your FFA, the Amanda FFA chapter, how have you coped with COVID activities, and how have you worked around that, Sarah?
Yeah, I think that's one area that we've honestly been really blessed in, just with the pandemic and everything. Our school has actually been in session, in person, since the beginning of the year. So with that, we've just been able to do a lot more FFA activities than some of those other chapters have not been able to do. So we've really been blessed in that area. And just for the past few months, our administration has been great about approving those things that are going to keep us safe, but also those activities that they know that we're going to be able to do safely. So we've been able to have leadership nights. We're having that game night on Friday night with all of our members. We've been able to have our FFA meetings since September in person with all of our members there, or if anybody who can't show up, we also have it virtual for them too, so they're able to just be a part of that still. So we've just been really blessed just being able to still do our FFA activities, even with everything that's going on.
Absolutely. So when we talk about those activities, Sarah, community service is a huge part of the FFA program. What are some of the community service activities that your group participates in?
We actually do a lot of FFA activities through our chapter. And again, this year, it's been a little bit more limited than it usually is, just with everything going on in that whole hiatus that we had throughout March to August. So we weren't as able to do as many as we did in the summer. But we do, around our community, we do an Adopt a Highway. So on 159, the highway right beside our school, we clean up any trash or anything around there. We also do a holiday food drive. So we take bags out to all of the houses around our community, and people can give food to that, and then we give those to people who are in need. We also do a cross mound cleanup, so we clean up a park around our community as well, just paint any of the tables that need painted, or just clean up all the trash so it's nice and neat. And we've just had a lot of opportunities with that as well, and just we have a lot of members who are really eager to help out with that community service, and it's just really been wonderful, all the opportunities that we've been able to have through that.
Absolutely.
As well.
And I know this time of year is a lot about the career development events, you know, the speaking contests, a lot of those different events. Are you guys all, and you guys are always so competitive in those events. How are you guys handling competitions, and are you still a big part of those as well?
Yeah, we actually, like I said, from the beginning of the year, since we've been in person, although the events have been virtual, we have been able to participate in all of those. So starting back in August, September, we had that job interview, and then we've been able to, from that, we've had forestry. Just recently, we had our ag sales team won the district. So Shout out to them. They were able to move on to the state. And then we also had three of our four public speaking people as well. So for our beginning prepared, senior prepared, and extemporaneous, also won the district, and they're advancing onto the state as well. And then we also have general livestock and our general livestock, our dairy judging, and some of those more spring related CDEs are starting right now too. And so we have had amazing success even in the face of the pandemic that's going on right now, just being able to still participate in those CDEs and do well in them as well.
Good for you. Well, that's excellent. Tell me this. The one question I think I really wanted to ask in this interview was, you told me before we started this interview that you were just elected as the president of Amanda Clear Creek FFA. And there was a little story behind why you wanted to be the president. Can you share that with our listeners today, Sarah?
Yeah. So honestly, for me, it's kind of been a family tradition. So my grandfather, back when he was in the FFA, he was the president of our chapter. He was also a state officer, state president as well. And then my father as well was also the president of our chapter. And then he was also a state officer too. And so being president has kind of just been a family tradition. And honestly, that was part of it. But a lot of it too was I was able to be the treasurer of the chapter before I was just elected president. And it was just really amazing to be a leader to those FFA members who are coming in. And I know when I first started out, I had amazing leaders who helped me find those opportunities and those experiences that I was passionate about in the FFA so that I was able to become more involved and just really love the organization. And so just being president, I thought that I could help those members who are coming in, whether they're freshmen, sophomores, juniors, whatever age they are, just help them find the passion, the thing that they're passionate about in the FFA so that they can really cherish the memories that they have from it.
Okay. Well, Sarah, tell me this. If we have a young person that's listening today, why do you think it is important for young people to get involved? Either, you know, we're celebrating FFA this week, but, you know, there's a lot of kids involved in 4-H and FFA. Why do you think it's important as a young person in your life to become involved in some type of youth development organization?
Definitely. Just to start out, I would just say to anybody who maybe is listening, just don't be afraid to go out and try those new things. But if you're maybe just a little bit hesitant about joining FFA or 4-H, but you're thinking about it, you think it might be fun, go out and try it. Because being part of the FFA and starting that my freshman year, I was a little bit hesitant. I had seen all those older kids who were in the FFA, and it seems a bit intimidating when you first start out. But it's an amazing opportunity to just be able to be in those different organizations and just kind of step out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I know especially for FFA and for 4-H as well, I've learned a ton of skills that I know are going to help me out later in life. I know through FFA, I've done the job interview contest, and that's something that I'll use later on in life when I am going into interview for a job or mm-hmm. working in a workplace with people as well. And so I think that not only on that side of where you're going to learn those new skills that are really going to help you, but you're just going to develop amazing friendships and amazing memories as well. I said just being able to go to national convention, you're meeting all those people from across the country who you would have never met outside of that circumstance. Mm-hmm. So you just develop those amazing relationships, and you just have an amazing time and just great memories, great friendships. Yep. And so I definitely encourage everybody to get involved in those organizations.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Sharp, very pleased to have you today, president of the Amanda Clear Creek FFA. We're always thrilled to have FFA students with us on the farm page. That's what we're kind of all about, is highlighting youth. And it is FFA week in Fairfield County and in the state. And so we really, really want to highlight those youth. We thank you for your time today, Sarah, and good luck with your presidency in the coming year.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening to what I have to say, and happy FFA week.
Great, thanks.